Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 53. Statements implying that a person lacks maturity is often a violation of the Torah Isser of Aynas Devarim, of causing pain with words. Even a young child of three hates to be called a baby. They'll cry if they're called a baby. Regardless of the age or maturity of a person, it is usser to say things that will cause him pain. You don't call a four-year-old a baby. And you don't call an adult a baby. You don't call your husband or wife, even if they are overreacting, a baby. If you think that someone's behavior is immature, you could point it out in a tactful way that will motivate them to behave more maturely. It does not happen when someone says to the other, or a husband says to a wife, or a wife to a husband, "You are infantile. When will you grow up already?" That is juvenile. No one your age should ever do that. You're acting like an overgrown baby. You don't say these things. Instead, you could say, "It doesn't befit you to do this based on your maturity, based on your being an adult, based on your intelligence." You say it you could be firm, but you say it in a respectful way. Or if you refrain from doing this, you'll be considered a much more mature and refined person. So never imply that someone lacks maturity, even if they do. You say that openly like that, it's Aynas Devarim. You have to word it in a very tactful way. Sometimes using metaphors could actually hurt a person's feelings. Like saying, "I know a carpenter who has been in the field for 45 years and he still does an awful job." And you're saying this about somebody else, but you're implying to the one you're talking to that they're doing an awful job. Like you're hinting by just telling that story. Or just a person saying out of the blue, but he's trying to give someone a message. "I once saw a certain ant that kept going around in circles with a heavy load. It was working very hard, but it didn't get anywhere." Again, you mentioned a story about an ant, and what you're hinting to the person that you're talking to is you are working and working, and you're working like a hamster on a wheel, and you're not getting anything done. So you use metaphors in an indirect, vague way, but you're really trying to shtach somebody. Metaphors, mishalim, could be used in such positive ways. Never use it in a negative way. Another thing that's Aynas Devarim is mimicking mannerisms or idiosyncrasies or accents in a negative derogatory way is Aynas Devarim. There are positive ways of mimicking someone, maybe, but you have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Your motivation has to be totally pure when doing that. But very often you mimic someone, it's very, very derogatory. And now we're going to really talk about a major subject, and that's minimizing someone's difficulties. It is a crime. It is Aynas Devarim to minimize somebody's difficulties. When someone is feeling upset about difficulties, they need empathy. Never minimize the extent of what's bothering them. You may think it's no big deal, but if for them it's a big deal, you empathize with them. Since the problems are his, they're not your problems, so it's minimal to you. Or you think you would have that problem, what's the big deal? But when someone else is suffering, even if it seems like it's a minor problem or a minor pain, it could cause mental anguish to that person or cause excruciating pain to them, even though you think in your mind, to you, it's no big deal. But when you sincerely empathize with someone's pain, you'll gain rapport with that person. You'll have a positive influence on that person. You'll help them find solutions. You'll help them focus on something else. You'll help them evaluate the situation in a more positive light. So, for example, someone's complaining their teeth hurt them. Aynas Devarim would be like, "So your teeth hurt you, big deal. Stop kvetching. You called a dentist. He gave you an appointment. Now shut up. You're an adult already. What you're asking for sympathy? You're a little baby?" That's Aynas Devarim. A positive approach. "I'm sorry that your teeth hurt you. A toothache can be very painful. It's a good thing that the dentist was able to give you an early appointment. Is there anything I can do to make you feel better right now? You could take Motrin, you could take Tylenol. That's the positive approach. I know Asdavarim would be something like, you're making a big fuss over nothing. So what if the meal you cooked was ruined and the guest had to eat canned food? We had something to eat, you're making a big mountain out of a molehill. No, the positive approach would be, I realize how frustrating it must have been. You made it, worked on a whole meal, and it was ruined because someone forgot to turn off the oven. And most people would feel upset. I'm sorry you're upset, but I saw the guests enjoyed themselves, even though they didn't have the food and we used the leftovers or whatever. They enjoyed the Torah that was spoken. No one went hungry, Baruch Hashem. We were able to serve. It wasn't as good as your cooking, but it did well. They understood. It was a pleasant evening. And even people were very thankful and grateful for you being a hostess. They were impressed how you dealt with the situation. That's the positive approach of that dilemma. If someone is exaggerating the extent of their suffering, don't bash them for it. You know, like a little bit of a hypochondriac, you know, don't bash them for it. Think of positive ways to help them create a balance of perspective. Do this with tact and with sensitivity. So in other words, you may say to this person, not bash them, or you're being a baby, you know, this is not the, you know, the world's not coming to an end. You know, I have a fear. It's interesting. By me, if I'm in some degree of pain, I can handle it. When I feel nauseous, it's like I can't handle that feeling. It's like the end of the world for me. You know, I feel very, very not myself when that happens. Other people, nauseousness, no big deal. It's pain that bothers them more. So everyone's different with this. But you could say, in this, with sensitivity, I realize that things bother you a lot more than they would bother some other people in this aspect. And by the way, you react to emotional upsets, I see, it's much stronger than necessary. So perhaps work towards coping with it better and give him books, give him recommendations, give him chizuk. That's what you do. You don't bash them. You don't demean them. Another thing is to be careful is to avoid miscommunications that will lead to insults. In other words, you feel insulted because you assume another person was saying something, but they didn't really say it. So you have to be clear and familiarize yourself with the patterns of talking. Right? So for example, if you tell someone, I had an enjoyable conversation with your cousin, the listener may think, oh, so he enjoys talking to my cousin more than he enjoys talking to me. Meanwhile, that's not what they meant. It doesn't mean anything. It's a miscommunication. A lot of times people miscommunicate cues. And therefore, it's very, very important to be sensitive to that and to avoid such miscommunications, to avoid the asdavarim that could come as a result. Sometimes people make fun of people when they mispronounce words. If you correct it, you do it with respect. Some people have difficulty pronouncing words in Hebrew, in English. A new person learning Gemara, they're trying to learn and they're still not fluent. Never mock them. Never make fun of them. As they were working, they're learning Chumash for the first time, Gemara for the first time. Never mock them. Never hurt them. You wouldn't be any better learning from the beginning, from scratch. You're worthy and you're zeicha, you went to regular yeshivas and you learned, knew how to learn in a normal way, in a normal family, feel fortunate. Others who didn't and they struggle and they're learning Hebrew for the first time, or Lashon Kodesh, or Gemara for the first time, and they struggle on pronunciations of the words and all of that, treat that with compassion. Look up to them that they're trying, that they're meisa nefesh to learn Torah now. Don't be ivrei nasdvarim by mocking them or making fun of them or even in your brain looking down at them that they're struggling on the basics, on things that you knew when you were in fifth grade. This is a sort of a superiority complex people have where they knew things fluently since they were in fifth grade and they see a 40, 50, 60-year-old adult learning about their religion and learning Gemara for the first time, which is a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and shows a sign of tremendous courage, and you're mevaza them because they're struggling with their words, just because you knew it from fifth grade. So what? Who are you? What made you worthy to know this in fifth grade? God put you on this world, put you in the yeshiva, gave you a certain ability of brain, and in a house, and a good Rebbe. So you knew it in fifth grade. This person did not have that opportunity, so he didn't know it in fifth grade. He had a different chinuch. He came from Russia, behind the Iron Curtain, came here when he was 50, 60, started to learn Torah then. So that's why he doesn't know how to pronounce it as good as you do. But to look down, even in your brain? Mispronunciations in tefillah also are very much not to be made fun of. Now, I remember Rav Pam used to be very strong with that, but he was talking about people who have the ability to learn diktuk, or the way you pronounce words. And he used to get very disturbed when you went up for the Amid and you didn't know how to daven Chazaras Hashatz properly, swallowing words or misspeaking words. So Rav Pam was very strong with that, to give musa for people who did that, to prepare beforehand how to go up when you go up for the Amid. But again, who was he talking to? Rav Pam, then, I remember. He was talking to Yeshiva Bacham that should know better and learn that. You're a Masmid, you're a Ben Taira, learn how to daven with the right Nusach, with the right Ivra, 100%. But to make fun of a person who did not have the education, who didn't know and is struggling and trying to learn, Chas v'shalom. So again, to review, don't insult someone if they lack a certain degree of maturity. Use tact to help them develop the maturity. Don't use metaphors as an indirect insult. I don't know if the Chafetz Chaim would call this Lashon Hara Betzina or Avak Lashon Hara. It's more subtle. You're saying a story, but you're shtachin somebody with it. Be careful of that. Don't mimic someone or you know, fake their accent, you know, use their accents in a making fun like way. Then never minimize someone's difficulties. Never minimize someone's difficulties. Bracha v'atzlacha.